Well, good day, everyone. Thanks for joining us again this week. I hope you've got lots of loyal listeners who've tuned in this week. Maybe you're listening in for the first time. And if you are, that's pretty good from our point of view, because we've got a great show for you today, and we hope that you'll like what you hear on the Journey Catholic Radio program, which is played in radio stations, Christian radio stations, right across Australia. We really appreciate that opportunity to do so, and we love what it's doing in terms of building unity across the churches too. We've got some great people lined up for you today. You're going to hear from the likes of Father Dave Callahan. He's a champ. He's from the Missionaries of God's Love. Very, very eager to share the basic gospel with the world that's forgotten it, and in many instances just has not heard it. Sam Clear, he walked around the world for Christian unity. He's on the show today too, as is Trish McCarthy. We're going to be hearing from Bruce Downs, a Catholic guy, Sister Hilda Scott. First up though, really love this bloke. He's a champion. Father Stephen Varney, smart guy, loves his rock climbing. Before he was in the priesthood, he was a builder, chippy. He's a bit of a jack of all trades. And this week he's got a piece for us that is breaking up in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. We're going to hear that read, proclaimed by Nick Weir, our sound editor. He does a good job too. Not only in putting the show together and the way that he proclaims the gospel each and every week, there's a bit about Nick, let me tell you. And then we'll hear from Father Steve Varney. We'll also hear from Sarah Reeves and the song details in this part of the show. After the break, after we've got through this initial part, we'll be heading, as we always do, into some really good stuff from Sister Hilda Scott. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and thanks for joining us on the journey.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 10, verses 35 to 45. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, approached Jesus. "Master," they said to him, "we want you to do us a favor." He said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Allow us to sit, one at your right hand and the other at your left, in your glory." "You do not know what you are asking," Jesus said to them. "Can you drink the cup that I must drink, or be baptized with the baptism with which I must be baptized?" They replied, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I must drink, you shall drink, and with the baptism with which I must be baptized, you shall be baptized. But as for seats at my right hand or my left, these are not mine to grant. They belong to those to whom they have been allotted." When the other 10 heard this, they began to feel indignant with James and John. So Jesus called them to him and said to them, "You know that among the pagans their so-called rulers lord it over them, and their great men make their authority felt. This is not to happen among you. No, anyone who wants to become great among you must be your servant, and anyone who wants to be first among you must be slave to all. For the Son of Man himself did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
Another translation of James and John's request to Jesus reads, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask you." What an audacious request. I mean, who is the teacher and who are the disciples here? Most requests that come to Jesus in the Gospels are from people suffering or people who are advocating for those suffering. The sick, the blind, the lame, those who are tormented, those who are grieving. And what request do James and John make? Glorify us. Make us important, since we're part of the in crowd. My own reflection on Jesus' response is, oh yeah, you are part of the in crowd. In fact, you are important. But your understanding of what this is all about is seriously misguided. Jesus' glory is made manifest in emptying himself. God emptying himself into the depths of human pain and suffering. God sympathizing with our weakness. And that's where Jesus has true power. You want that glory and power? So be it. Take the cup that he must drink. Live the baptism which he is baptized. And then you will be glorified as his disciples. I'm Father Stephen Varney.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews and wisdom for living life to the full.
You drew the lines of my fingerprints. I'm the designer, you're the artisan. You wrote the chains of my destiny, and on every page
You're listening to The Journey, great Christian radio for the whole family.
Here's Sister Hilda with Wisdom from the Abbey.
I was listening to a program the other day as I drove along. It filled me with a sense of goodness, for want of a better word. It was a talkback thing, and the announcer was inviting people to ring up and tell him of their experiences in America. Well, what we know in the climate of impending presidential elections is that that country is even more than usually in the limelight, as we wait with bated breath to see what will happen there. It, after all, impacts us all. Anyway, caller after caller rang in, and what amazed me was the positiveness of each caller. Furthermore, it was as though the positiveness spurred on more positiveness. Any negative comment was put away with the caller inevitably saying, "But having said that, let me tell you, I was stranded between LA and somewhere else, and I met someone who gave me his cousin's address and told me to look him up because he'd look after me." It was balm for the soul to listen to this, and when I had in turn to take the ignition off, I was sorry. I wish I could have kept listening. I noticed that when I got out of the car, my first instinct was to look around me and see only good. It's so simple, really, isn't it? It's a really easy thing to do. Find the good and concentrate on that. It brings life of its own. Jesus came with the same message. We call it good news. Remember? I came to call sinners to repentance. I came for the lost sheep. I came to give life. I came to show you the face of the Father. I came to heal you. I came to forgive you. I came that you might have life and have it to the full. It's all good news. In the middle of the things that weigh us down, whether of our own making or not, all we have to do is turn on the radio of prayer. In other words, we only have to turn not our hands to the dial, but our hearts in the direction of God, with the simple plea on our faces, no words necessary, to hear his personal good news for our soul. I promise you, it makes a difference. You can actually face the rest of your life.
Top piece there from Sister Hilda. It's called The Good News, and her segment's called The Abbey. Well, Wisdom from the Abbey. The Abbey was the name of the program that was on the ABC a few years ago when they did it over about a four-week series, and Sister Hilda was part of that. That's when she first got noticed, but she's been noticed for a long time in lots of other ways in the Catholic world, particularly with the work that she does in all her retreat work down there at Jambaroo Abbey, but also in the occasional opportunities that she gets with young people being in an order that's enclosed. She doesn't have the opportunity to get out too often because that's not the lifestyle or the vocation that she's chosen. But when she does, man, she packs a punch. We're really lucky to have her each and every week here on the program. And this week, as I said, spoke to us about the good news. Let's get into some more music now. Here's All This Glory from Crowder. Trish McCarthy's after the break. Milk and Honey's her segment. We'll also hear from Bruce Downs. Let's get into that shortly. Hope you're enjoying this week's show. Faith, hope, love and life is still on the journey.
In the middle of the night, after all this light, in the
Now it's time for Milk and Honey with Trish McCarthy.
Do not be alarmed when disaster comes. I'm reminded of a story my friend took his little girl to our local dam. On the way, they had to pass through a tunnel through which water runs when the dam overflows. Its surface is slippery at the best of times, and this day was no exception. Before they entered, he told his daughter, "Millie, it's very slippery in here. If you fall over, it will hurt. So when it happens, don't cry. It will be okay." He wasn't being uncaring or irresponsible in saying this, just alerting her to the fact of potential hazard. As she walked through, she slipped and grazed her knee, and instead of crying, she burst into laughter, saying, "Ha ha, you told me that would happen, Daddy." Imagine the difference it would make if we took on that mindset. In Ecclesiasticus 2, it says, "Do not be alarmed when disaster comes." So rather than being unpleasantly surprised by life's upsets and interruptions, or instead of being angry or hurt or disappointed or looking for someone to blame, we could be prepared, accept with joy, and in fact laugh at life's little slips and say with God, "Ha, you told me that would happen, but it's okay because you are with me," as we place our trust in Jesus.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Thank you.
Jake Norder, Champion. Great song. The song's reserved. Met him a few years ago at a dinner fundraiser that they had for Christian Radio, and what a fantastic fella. Amazing musician. Aussie born and bred. Also heard Trish McCarthy in there. She's pretty Aussie born and bred too. Milk and Honey is her segment. She had a piece for us today that she called Be Prepared. Don't forget, if you want to hear from people like Trish, she's actually got a CD out with all her little pieces. You can go and check that out too. But go to jcr.org.au and you can listen not only to Trish and previous shows, you can hear any one of our presenters and the bank of material that they've got over years and years and years of this program now. And lots of people do that, particularly when they need to hear a particular message or one that they thought that was really good. I need to pass that on to someone else. Access it via jcr.org.au. Bruce Downs is going to talk to us now about how to find new life. He's the Catholic guy, which was a funny name for him when he first started off, but it just stuck. And he goes by that name now, and he's going to talk to us, as I said, about how to find new life. We'll also hear some music, Mosaic Music. They're going to give us the song Tremble, and then after the break, you'll hear from Sam Clear. He walked around the world for Christian Unity. Just that's what you do. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and you're still on the journey.
And now, inspiring you to dream, here's Bruce Downs, the Catholic guy.
How do we find new life? In the last couple of years, I've been living between the United States and Australia. And in the United States, because it's such a big place, I do a lot of traveling. And I returned from the United States to Australia a little while ago. And when I arrived back in Australia, I'd been in the United States for 3 months. And I've got to admit, I came back to Australia and I felt somewhat depleted. Now, if you work in a ministry or a church, you're serving down the local parish, you're engaged in something very important. You do it because you know you're on a mission. And it's the same for parents, isn't it? That so many mums and dads, you know, are on a mission in terms of looking after their children. So many of us as people in our lives, in terms of our work, our jobs, we're on a mission to be all that we can be in the places where we are, because most of us don't work in church environments. Most of us are working in our homes. We're working in our jobs. We're working within our community. Now, I wonder how Jesus felt when it was time for him to leave the Father's side. You know, when it was time for him to come down on the earth. He had it all. He was it all. And yet he gave up everything in order to carry out a mission. And we read in Philippians, let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. It was his purpose to redeem humankind. To do this, he had to pour his life out. Can I ask you today, in no matter what you're doing in your life, is your life being poured out for someone else or for something that you believe that will benefit someone else? To you mums and dads, you know what it's like to pour your life out. There's an effort and there's a sacrifice and there's a love. The scripture tells us that God has given all of us a purpose in life and a purpose now in life. And that he's designed the place where we are right now that we can make a contribution. To all of you who are in prison right now, to all of the single mums and dads, the people with health issues, the people with financial troubles, the people with dreams for their lives in politics and business and science and the arts, those of you who are searching for Jesus and wanting to go deeper with Jesus, you can, because it's in the giving of our life away that you find your truest self. We still only just get by paying the bills, but God is with us, you know. And it's not how hard we work or how smart we work, as important as those are, but it's God who is at work. God will bless you because you can't outgive God. I've learned that. The more I give away, the more I am blessed in God's perfect way.
You're listening to The Journey, music, interviews, and wisdom for living life to the full.
Bring it all to peace, the storm surrounding me.
Walking the walk, here's Sam Clear.
I visited the remote and rugged Tiwi Islands off the northern coast of Australia. Nearly every second animal on those tropical islands will kill you, but it's still a wonderful place. I'd headed up there for some time out with an elderly Aboriginal couple on their outpost. But after jumping off the ferry, the wife, Auntie Marjorie, asked me to walk down to the shop to grab us all an ice cream before we headed off for the long drive home. I asked her, "How far is it to the shop?" She replied with a grin, "You'll know when you get there." Her point was simple. Why was I concerned about the distance I was about to walk in this tiny town? My aim was to get us all an ice cream. While walking around the world for Christian Unity from 2006 to 2008, there were a number of occasions when I asked someone on the side of the road, "How far is it to the next town?" I discovered pretty quickly that nearly everyone gives an answer to that question, even if they have no idea how far it is. One guy in Venezuela told me that the next town was only 5 kilometres away, when in actual fact it was 17 kilometres away. That's over 2 hours more walking than I'd anticipated for. The biggest obstacle I had to overcome that day, and many others like it, was my frustration at not having arrived at the town when I expected to. I had to keep on walking down those open roads in that tropical heat. Frustration at our circumstances can rob us so swiftly of the beauty around us. If I'd been less concerned about how much further I had to walk and simply took every step as a privilege, as another opportunity to meet just one more person, to offer one more prayer, I would have been, well, doing what I was meant to be doing. Like the very prayerful Auntie Marjorie from the Tiwi Islands, who is about as unflustered as any woman I've ever met, we're called to not focus on the distance we have to cover, but on the prize at the end. For when our sights are set on that prize, for an ice cream through to eternal life, the steps we have to take become a joy, not a burden. We may not know how far we have to walk, but we do know who's walking with us and how far he's gone to secure our destination. I'm Sam Clear for Walking the Walk. For more on the walk around the world for unity, go to walkforone.com.
Great song, Made for This by Rita Springer. Before that, you heard from Sam Clear. He's got a segment called Walking the Walk. Why? Because he walked around the world for Christian unity, and a piece of the ad for us today was called How Far to the Shop. Thanks, Sam. Great to hear from you, as it will be to hear from the bloke that's coming up after this little break, Father Dave Callahan. Hails out of Perth, does a lot of work now forming young men for the priesthood and ensuring that they have got all the tools they need to proclaim the gospel. He's going to talk to us about the path to heaven today, but first up, we're going to have some more music. Let's hear from Need to Breathe and the song Testify. It's a great song. It'll be a really good way to run into the break. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy, and you're still on the journey.
Give me your heart, give me your song, sing it with all your might. Come to the fountain and you can be satisfied. There is a peace, there is a love, you can get lost inside. Come to the fountain and let me hear you testify. Into the wild canyons of you, oh, there's a world to fall into. Weightless will dance like kids on the moon. Oh, I will give myself to you as soon as you start to let go.
The missionaries of God's love with The Call.
In every church or Christian community, there is always one person who sings off key. And more often than not, this is also the person who sings the loudest. Unless you have already reached the highest levels of sanctity, it will be natural to be distracted by the discordant singing. However, there is a good chance that the more you focus on the tone-deaf singer, the more your own singing will go off-key. If multiple people in the room start focusing on this sound, the whole room will start to lose the note. While we hope that God doesn't mind whether our singing is in tune, there is a lesson to be learnt in this. Many people live their lives out of tune with the gospel. As Christians, we can often become obsessed with the fact that these people are not living correctly. But the more that we focus on the poor example, the more we forget what the correct tune is meant to be. In fact, the more we talk about all of the bad stuff, we inadvertently help to promote this negative culture. It might be a lot more effective if we just got on with living life the way that it should be lived and tried living that life loudly. The more that Christians live the beauty of the gospel and let their lives proclaim this beauty as loudly as they can, we might just find that it reminds the rest of the world what the original tune was meant to be. I'm Father Dave Callahan from the Missionaries of God's Love. Find out more about us at mglpriestsandbrothers.org.
Together on the journey, faith, hope, and love for life in all its fullness.
Fate holds nothing on the providence I know. No longer bound to things of wood and stone. When all I had to offer was my worst, you saw my heavy heart and loved me first. Your beauty staring down my brokenness, you chose to throw your heart into the mess. Passion crashing down upon my bed. You were there all this time, like a river running through my failure. You carried me all this time, like the splinters buried in your shoulder. Ever now my heart cries hallelujah. If ever now in the wonder of your grace, a thousand times a thousand years my soul will say grace. You saw the crushing weight my flesh deserved. Forgiveness in the dirt. And one by one the stones fell where they lay. As one by one my accusers walked away. With nothing left to throw, they made a cross. And no river through my failure. You
thousand times, a thousand years, my soul will say,
there you go, that's Hillsong United and the song Splinters and Stones. Not a bad way to finish the show off, eh? Before that, you heard from Father Dave Callahan, as we promised you would. He's from the Missionaries of God's Love. They're having a huge impact right around the country and indeed in a growing area of Southeast Asia. And today, Father Dave spoke to us about the path to heaven. Hope you enjoyed today's show. We've certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. It's a really good thing for us to have this wonderful working relationship with so many radio stations right throughout Australia. And it's great that we've got some guys from the Catholic world contributing to this general Christian radio with some really good content that helps us all grow. Certainly I'm encouraging people in the Catholic Church, wherever they are, to listen to Christian radio. And it's great that we've got this show that's making a general contribution to this in so many stations. We're doing it all again next week with all your favourites like Bruce Downs and Sister Hilda Scott. We'll be hearing from Pete Gilmore. And I think we've got Dr. Byron and Francine back on the show next week with their smart, loving stuff. Some really good stuff coming up. And a big cheerio to all the guys who this weekend have been up there at Stanwell Tops Conference Centre, south of Sydney, for a huge men's event connected with Men Alive and also the Young Men of God movement. Big cheerio to you guys, particularly if some of you are listening in driving home in the afternoon as you're heading back up towards Brisbane or down the coast, wherever you might be listening in. Big cheerio to you, and hope that weekend went really well. Fired up men for the kingdom. That'd be fantastic. Faith, hope, love and life. My name's Jude Hennessy and thanks so much for joining us this week on The Journey.
The Journey is produced by Jude Hennessy and edited by Nicholas Weir from the Office of the Bishop in the Catholic Diocese of Wollongong.